Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I know it's like a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you're going to vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely? All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
48.
48, all right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, all right, thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say that you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a very short list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means that you don't think this issue is important at all and they shouldn't focus on it. A 5 means that it's somewhat important, and a 10 means it's the most important. So the first one, for the first issue is funding for mental health services.
9.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
9.
Raising taxes on big wealthy corporations.
3.
Protecting abortion rights.
1.
Improving K-12 education.
7.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Lowering rent.
3.
All right, 3. Thank you. So I would like you to rate these following people and organizations that I'm going to mention you on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 100 means you like them, a 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is J.D. Vance.
85.
85, all right, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
90.
Janelle Bynum?
Don't know.
Democrats in Congress?
10.
Joe Biden?
3.
Republicans in Congress?
55.
All right. Kamala Harris.
0.
Lori Chavez de Remer.
Don't know.
McDonald's.
50.
Tina Kotek.
0.
Yeah, all right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Trump.
And I know it's, a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat, Janelle Bynum, or Republican, Lori Chavez de Remer?
Republican.
Republican, all right. So even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what would you say are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Very slight.
All right, very slight chance. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapproved.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez DeRemer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few of this information about your two candidates running for Congress, this being Jen Albino and Lori Chavez DeRemer. So serving in the House since